Good morning, everyone. I hope things are going well. I'm going to give a fairly short talk, just picking up on a few things that I heard earlier in the week from Nellie and from Linda about calm, and also a bit about collective trauma. So it does seem like we're living right now through a kind of collective dukkha or collective trauma when you consider all the news from Israel and Gaza, and each hour seems to bring some new report of renewed suffering. And of course, then there's Ukraine. The fighting continues now sort of in the background, but that's continues to be in the news. And a couple of days ago, I was on a call. A couple of us were on a call, and it included a colleague, a teacher in Australia, who was very disappointed with the recent referendum there in Australia, giving Indigenous people a voice, putting it in their constitution. But that referendum had recently failed, and she was feeling very upset about it. And of course, we have all the talk about next year's election, and we have all the difficulties in Congress, and whether we're going to get the government funded and so on. And then in my mind, you know, all this is going on while everyone seems to be distracted from what I consider the main problem, and that is climate change. So it does seem like you can't get away from it. And each news cycle seems to bring a little more pain. It's just not an easy time. And of course, this collective trauma may be in addition to any personal trauma or dukkha that you might be experiencing. So the question is, you know, can we find refuge in meditation? And I think, you know, for me, it's kind of yes and no. You know, sometimes I can, and then there are times when it doesn't bring me any relief. Meditation doesn't seem to bring me any relief. I think, you know, everyone is probably different in this respect. Sometimes I'm, you know, I'm just restless. My body is restless. Not often. I mean, not the majority of the time, but there are times when it's restless. Maybe it happens because I'm really tired, or I'm upset about something that's happened recently. Maybe I've been away from sitting. Sometimes after a talk that I'm given, I can't settle down because I think, oh, I should have said something different, that kind of thing. But oftentimes it's just a mystery to me why sometimes I sit down and I feel quite calm, quite happy just to sit there relaxed. And then there are other times when I'm just restless. My body doesn't want to sit still at all. And I know that some of you have expressed this feeling, and it's, you know, it's quite all right to get up and maybe take a walk. So for me, in terms of calm states and how they develop for me, I think first of all, my body needs to be in some kind of fairly relaxed state, not restless. And of course, there are degrees of calm, but they all seem to bring some relief for me and maybe an insight, a sense of agency or a plan, as Ellen expressed yesterday in her meditation. I know for me, the words, when I hear the words allow and accept, allow the process to play out, anchored by a calm body, that seems to work for me. Sometimes, if I allow the process to play out and I'm not too restless, sometimes I get into a calm state, sometimes I don't. But I have come to realize that over many years of experience that I try to force calm, it backfires. Sometimes there are times, when I sort of drop into a state of where it's just mostly breathing and body awareness. That's a very pleasant state to be in. And then there are other times when there's, some degree of thinking, maybe a lot of thinking, but the business of thinking seems to go on with calm and without anxiety and intention. It's, like you're in a meeting, and even though sometimes meetings can be tense and lead to a lot of anxiety, this particular meeting is calm and it's just playing out without a lot of urgency and so on. So in those kinds of situations, I do find relief from this collective trauma, even if for just a few minutes. So I want to leave you with an exercise or a thought exercise that imagine you're in a calm state and you can draw a circle around whatever all around this, around you. And would this collective trauma or your own personal trauma, would it sit inside that circle or would it be outside the circle? And if it's one way or the other, how would it move from inside to outside or from outside to inside? So I'm going to leave you with that thought this morning.